Blog Talk Radio.
Instincts. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, this is a heater. This is a great question. Well, let's get into it. Let's grow together and grow on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you trust your instincts? Let's get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely enjoy Mondays. I really do. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we are diving into an amazing topic this evening that has been truly inspired by the news headlines. I'm excited to get into it. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed the boat and you have missed past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMediaForYou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com /inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we are going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then if time permits, we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject and topic that we are focusing on. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line. I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you can do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU, and we want to let you know how much we truly appreciate you and your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we are looking at follow your instincts. Follow your instincts. And, of course, I opened with a thought-provoking question. Are you, do you trust your instincts? Do you trust your instincts? And the reason why this question came up for me and this subject is truly, it is from disturbing headlines of a young lady who was from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she traveled with some friends to Mexico. She's 25 years old, or she was 25 years old, and she traveled to Cabo San Lucas with some friends, and she turned up dead. She left her family, and she never returned to her family, and there is suspicion around her death, and this has been swirling in the media for 2 weeks, and I could relate to this story on a couple of different levels. Number one, I've been to Cabo San Lucas with some friends, and so, of course, just the mere fact of that and this term of friends, as I do air quotes, is disturbing, that you would think that if you're with friends, you are in a safe, guarded, protected environment, that each individual is looking out for one another and has each other's back. And unfortunately, as the news headlines and the story of this young lady begins to continue to unfold, we find out differently. You know, the latest details of this story, truly, it's heartbreaking. As Mexican police investigate and things are unfolding and hearing the mom and a video surfacing that, you know, shows someone being violently assaulted, and the assumption is that it is this young lady killed, and the discrepancies in her death, you know, one says alcohol poison and the autopsy doesn't reflect that. The autopsy actually shows the cause of death as severe spinal cord injury and a dislocated neck, and no evidence of alcohol poisoning that was previously stated and that the friends stipulated. I say all of that, and I want us to glean from the headlines. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, wow, how does this even relate to me working my vision, achieving my goals, and living my dreams? I thought this was Motivational Mondays. And I knew that this was a topic that definitely, as we get into it, would be one that would cause great thought. And for me personally, I have a number of different stories that I can glean from of the awakening of my instinct. One in particular in my 20s, and then a follow-up that because of the experiences in my 20s that I grew in greater wisdom and insight in my 30s, and I now knew what this inward knowing was, and I was sensitive to it. And the reason why this is so important is that when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you have to follow your instincts, because you're not always going to have all of what you need logically to be able to make the decisions that you need to make. And so we have to grow in this ability to follow our instincts and to trust that inward knowing. You know, I think about the situation that I experienced in my 20s. And again, I said I could relate to this young lady's story, one, going to Cabo San Lucas with friends. The other was that hearing her mom and her mom saying that when she got the stories from the different friends, because I believe it was seven of them total that went, and the different stories came back to her mom in essence, the conclusion that I drew from seeing and hearing her is that something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. And, you know, I don't know about you, but have you ever said something is not quite adding up? Something is not right. Things are not settling well with me. I don't know, but something. And that something is not right. That's something that is our instinct. I have grown to know to be true, that is efforting to navigate and guide us in a different direction in on our journey. You know, I referenced that in my 20s, I had a situation that was truly, I learned in retrospect, was a situation that was awakening the instincts in me. But I was in my 20s. And I was young, and I was impressionable, and I grew up very sheltered in life. I often say I grew up in the glass house, being the only child, you know, and so I was very protected in my environment and didn't have a lot of world experience up until this point because of being very sheltered and protected. But in my 20s, I had a situation occur, and I was saying to myself, wow, something's not right. Something's not adding up. And I didn't know what all of that meant until after. And I didn't listen to the instincts. I didn't listen to that inward knowing that was trying to send me the signals and the flags and the red signs and all of that, that something is off, something's not right. My cells were trying to tell me, screaming, something was not right. And I don't know this young lady, but I venture to say that I anticipate something was not right for her, but she didn't know exactly what that meant and all of that. And these were, quote unquote, her friends. And so she went And unfortunately, the end result was not a favorable one for her. And the story is still unfolding. And I want to challenge you as you are looking at working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, that when you're looking to get into partnership, that can be a partnership with a business associate, a vendor, partnerships with clients, whatever that may be, that you must trust your instincts. And if you are getting this inward knowing that's kind of beeping at you, and you don't have the results that you need, the information that you need to confirm it, trust your instincts. And we're going to talk about how we can develop and grow in trusting our instincts, because your instincts is that inward knowing that's guiding you. It's the discernment on the inside of you that is guiding you. And as I stated, I don't know this young lady, but I know for me in my 20s, and again, she was 25, that I had a very life-changing situation occur that had I known and been sensitive to the inward knowing, I would have made different decisions. And so what I want to support us with today is, one, understanding the impact of our instincts on the inside of us, and how it truly will benefit us in making better decisions on our journey. You see, instinct is that natural, innate impulse, the inclination on the inside of us, that inward knowing, our intuition, as many would say. Others would say it's discernment. All of these different words connect back to instinct. And we must understand that inward knowing. So in my 20s, I had a situation, and I did. I had those questions that I'm sure the family was starting to ask. I heard the mom. She was like, something's not adding up. I'm getting different stories. It's not all connecting. In my 20s, when I had a situation occur, I didn't have the information that I needed that justified what I was feeling on the inside, so I ignored it. I ignored the instinct. And many of you, where you are in your business, there are some signs you're saying to yourself, something's not adding up. Something's not right. Things are not settling well with me. It's not quite making sense. It's not coming together. Maybe it's in that relationship, that personal relationship, that business relationship, that partnership, that client that wants to do business with you, but something is not quite right, and you don't want to say no because you need the business. I want to challenge you to trust your instincts. Trust that inward knowing. I know for me, as I stated in my 20s, had I trusted my instincts, that story would have ended differently. But I didn't, because that was a season of awakening of the instincts and understanding what that was. And so in my 30s, when I had a situation arise, I then knew, it's my instincts. It's trying to warn me. It's trying to tell me. I know things don't look like what I'm sensing, but I know what this is now. I had grown aware of that. And life lessons are learned from situations that we face in life to allow us to make better decisions and enable us to grow from the insight that we glean. And so for me, the situation of the awakening of instinct in my 20s, when I had a situation arise in my 30s, and although it didn't make sense, but I knew that something wasn't right. Innately, I knew that something was off. The impulse, the inclination, I knew that inward knowing. The intuition, the discernment, I knew. Now I didn't ignore it because I had grown in the wisdom and the insight of recognizing the instincts, the intuition, the inward knowing, my inclination, my discernment. And I want to share with you that we can learn valuable lessons from life happening and the headlines and all of that. And this is one that I want to empower you in, because when it comes to you birthing your vision, achieving your goal, and living out your dreams, when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you must trust your instincts. You must trust that inward knowing. You must trust your intuition when it comes to how you will navigate on your journey. Who will you link up? As you know, Coach Adams, one of the things that we often talk about is having the right people circling around you, in your tribe, circling the wagons around you. You have the wrong people. Ooh. It's a whole different thing. And so this instinct is so important because it is going to give you that greater insight that you need beyond just the sensing that something's not adding up, something's not right, things are not sitting well with you, things are not settling in with you. I don't know, but it's not right, despite what people are saying. You grow in being sensitive to and identifying, not from the outside of the circumstances, and yes, the circumstances will confirm it. You know, in my 30s, when I had the situation come up, it allowed me to be more on alert because now I knew what that inward knowing was efforting to kind of let me know that something, be aware, that inclination, the intuition, it was trying to let me know, be sensitive to this person. Don't go to sleep on this person. Don't minimize what you're sensing on the inside. And I want to encourage you as you grow in working your vision, achieving your goals and living out your dreams, that every person on your team around you doesn't have your best interest at heart. It's so interesting. I was speaking to a dear friend of mine, and they were sharing with me that someone was assigned to them to help them with a specific task. And they were now finding out that this person was sabotaging them. Now, again, that instinct, I'm sure, was saying, something's not quite right. But will we press it down and ignore it, or will we cultivate it and look into it further and say, let me not minimize this impulse, this innate impulse, this natural impulse that I'm feeling, this inclination, this inward knowing, this intuition, this discernment. Let me not minimize it, because it's the instinct that's trying to tell me something. And as we allow ourselves to be sensitive to it, we can gain great insight. You know, as many of you know, I do executive consulting. And so often I'm going into environments, assisting on different levels, but with individuals that I don't know. And because I have constantly been growing in trusting my instincts, which is what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. This trusting our instincts is so important because you will often not have the evidence that you need on the outside, but yet that innate impulse, inclination, the inward knowing, your intuition, the discernment, your instinct cue will rise up, and it is blaring at you on the inside. It's sending all the bells and whistles, and it's, hey, something's not right. Something's not adding up. Be aware. Things are not sitting well. Things are not settling well. And again, when you're sensitive to that, but so often because we don't have the evidence, we're thinking, oh, you're off base. And so we press it down and we minimize it and we ignore it. When in essence, our instinct has been designed to forewarn us, but oftentimes we don't yield and heed to the warning. Others would say red flags. When you're in a relationship, oh, the red flags are there, but you ignored it. And so the person walks down the aisle. Their instinct is telling them, oh, girl, oh, guy, you shouldn't do it, but they do it. And a year, two, however many years later, they end up in divorce court. And then when you hear them in retrospect, what do they tell you? I knew I wasn't supposed to marry that person. I knew it. But yet, they did it because they did not trust their instincts. In business, you'll often hear people say, oh, I knew I shouldn't have gotten into that partnership. I knew it. And yet they did. And now they're entangled in the circumstances that they have to now fight to get out of because they did not trust their instincts. And I wanted to bring this news headline to the forefront as a great opportunity to glean a life lesson and be empowered around this subject of trusting your instincts, because the reality is our instincts have been designed to support us on our journey of being empowered so that in essence we can avoid some of the pitfalls that happen naturally in life. And oftentimes those falls happen because we're not sensitive to that inward knowing. And so when we understand that our instincts are that natural or innate impulse, the inclination, that inward knowing, intuition, discernment, the red flag, however you want to phrase it, we can say it in so many different ways, but must understand that all of that is designed for us to make better decisions personally and professionally that would, in essence, enable us to win. So let's look at, now that we understand the different areas and what it looks like and the different signals that, you know, the red flags and, you know, something's not adding up, that little intuition that rises up and something's not quite right, and not minimizing the signs, but now how do I develop and grow when something's not adding up and I get that ding, 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 ding signal, or I'm thinking, oh, something's not quite right, ding, 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 ding. All the bells and whistles are going off. I don't know what it is, but something is not settling well with me. Ding, 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 all the bells and whistles. And yet we don't know what to do. And so in my 20s, when I had that circumstance, I gleaned some insight from that situation that when I had it rise up in my 30s, I knew exactly what was going on despite the evidence on the outside. And in many of your relationships, personally and professionally, you've been getting some signals that you have to be okay with letting relationships go, that you get those signs because your instincts are trying to warn you and tell you. As I stated, I don't know this young lady personally, that the disturbing story of the headlines of the young lady from Charlotte, North Carolina, 25 years old, you know, getting murdered. I mean, suspicious death. Let me phrase it in that way. A suspicious death, going to Cabo, feeling safe with her friends, quote unquote, and now turning up dead, and her family is trying to wrap their arms around the circumstances. And the story continues to unfold. As I stated earlier, I believe, and I don't know her personally, but I believe that she was getting some red flags, that there was something that was saying, girl, no, you shouldn't do it. But because they were, quote unquote, her friend, she went on, she probably put her deposit and thought, I'm going to go ahead and go, but didn't know exactly what that instinct was that was trying to warn her. As I stated, I had a devastating situation that happened in my 20s. That's why I can relate. She was 25, and I had the warnings and the signs of something's not right, ding, 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 and the bells and whistles were going off. But I didn't know exactly what that meant, and so I ignored it. And in business, in our relationships, personally and professionally, we get the signs of our instinct and the warnings and the bells are going off, and we ignore it. And so what I want us to recognize is, number one, as we're looking at trusting our instincts and we're gleaning insight from the headlines of this young lady and her disturbing, tragic death and the circumstances around that, the discrepancies, the all of the stuff related to that. But number one, when it comes to our instincts, I'm sharing with you, when I had this awakening of my instincts in my 20s, what I gleaned and what I continue to develop and grow around, even now, because you have to develop your instincts. And when you do, it allows you to make better decisions personally and professionally, and it now puts you in a position to win. So when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams, you have to cultivate, you have to develop, and you have to be sensitive to this inward knowing, this intuition, the discernment, the natural inclination of your instincts. And so number one, we have to listen to that still small voice, that still small voice that's speaking, that's trying to warn you. I've had many counseling sessions with individuals who said, I knew I shouldn't have married that man or that woman. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have gotten in business with that person. I knew I shouldn't have gone to that party. I knew I shouldn't have done whatever it was. But they did not listen to the still, small voice. So number one, developing our instincts is that we have to listen to the still, small voice within us that is efforting to speak to us. For me, that still small voice is God. For you, it may not be. You may not believe in God. I know I'm on a global platform. I'm just letting you know what it is for me. But ultimately, principles are universal, and you have to listen to that still small voice within you. It is signaling you. It's trying to tell you, hello, something's not right. Don't miss it. Woo, woo, woo. It's blaring out at you. And it comes up in the different statements that we talked about. Something's not adding up. Something's not right. things are not settling well with me. Oh, I don't know what it is, but something is off. You've said it. I know you have on more than one occasion, but you minimized it because you didn't have, quote unquote, the evidence to justify what you were feeling when in essence it was that inward knowing, your instincts that were trying to warn you and say, whoop, don't go down that street. Hold up. Whoop, listen. So number one, listen to that still small voice within you, because that is going to give you the insight that you need to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. Give you insight that may be different than what you think, but always listen to the still small voice within you. Lean into your inward knowing. Don't start pulling back and pulling away. See, in my 20s, I didn't know, so I'm like trying to press it down like, you're being silly. Why are you, you know? And so I didn't lean into that inward knowing. Now today, when I'm sensing it, I lean into it. Literally, I had about 4 months ago, as I stated, and many of you know I do executive consulting, and I was on a consulting assignment and learning and growing that one, you got to listen, met an individual, and I just suddenly, all the bells are going off. I said, okay, let me lean in. To that inward knowing, to the inclination, to the intuition, to the instinct, discernment, because I knew, even though I didn't have the evidence that something's not quite right, listen to that still small voice within you. Lean into your inward knowing. Lean into it. Because as we lean into it, it takes us to number three. See, number one is listen to the still small voice within you. Listen. Take the time to be still, to listen. Don't ignore. Don't turn it off. Don't tune it out. Don't minimize it. But listen to the still small voice within you. And then lean into that inward knowing. When you're leaning in, so you can gain greater insight. And so this leaning in is so important because it lends to you being able to get greater insight, not from the things on the outside. The signs will come. They definitely will. But from the inside, so you can gain greater clarity, which would take us to number three. And number three that I've grown to know to be true on my journey is to see the signs. Don't ignore them. See the sign. So when you're getting the signals of something's not right, listen, look, don't minimize. When you're getting all the bells and whistles going off, begin to look and kind of with that keen sense to see differently than what you're seeing. So you're looking from a different lens when you are leaning into your inward knowing. And you're able to see the sign differently. Different things will be revealed to you when you don't ignore it. Find out information that you weren't looking to find. But because you're leaning into it, because you're efforting to get the insight, now things will be revealed to you. You'll see things differently. But all of this requires that you turn up the frequency of that keen sense within you. So number one, listen to the still small voice within you. Number two, lean into your inward knowing. What are we talking about? Trusting your instincts. So that personally and professionally, you are in a better position to win, because it's going to let you know, do you have the right people around you? I anticipate, as I stated earlier, this young lady, she knew somebody in that circle of seven was not on her side, but she minimized it. She didn't lean into it. She didn't listen to that small voice within her. She probably said, yeah, no, because, you know, I'm being silly and yeah. Because on the surface, the people, they're backstabbing you in your back, the business partners that you shouldn't be aligned with, the people that are trying to steal your ideas, they're smiling in your face while they're backstabbing you in the back. I remember when I was in the corporate setting and I had this young lady. She would smile in my face, oh, like she was just my bestie. And my instincts, this was a circumstance in my 30s, right, growing from the 20s, 30s now. And I knew something's not right with you, girl. You laughing, smiling in my face, acting like you on my team. And I later found out that she was backstabbing me in my back, smiling every day, backstabbing me in my back. But what I learned to be true from my 20s to my 30s was, number one, I had to listen to that still small voice. So when that came up in me, I knew, I need to pay closer attention to you. I needed to lean into it, lean into your inward knowing. I had to see the signs. I couldn't ignore them. And in order for us to develop our instincts, we have to cultivate it. We have to grow and develop. So from my 20s to my 30s, I grew. From my 30s to my 40s, so on and so forth, I grew. Because I'm constantly cultivating and staying sensitive to so that I'm not missing the signs. You know, it's so interesting because with this individual, I remember everybody loved her and thought she was great. But I knew instinctively something was off. Had a situation recently on a consulting assignment, as I was beginning to say, that instinctively I knew. You shady, something's off, something's not right. I don't have the evidence yet, but something's not right. So let me continue to listen to that still small voice within me. Let me lean into this inward knowing. Let me begin to look at the signs, what's being revealed to me. Sometimes we ignore those signs and they're blaring. As I stated before, there was a message that we did on see the signs, and it was dealing with, you know, we often miss the signs around us, but that connects us back to our inward knowing. So if you missed that particular episode, I encourage you to go back to our archives. It was very revealing and insightful. Great richness was shared on see the signs, because we have to see the signs, and many of us, we are oblivious. We're not seeing the signs around us. And cultivate that instinct. When you get those signals and those signs, the only way that you're going to be better because of it is to grow and develop it. So cultivate. Whenever you get that instinct, it doesn't quite make sense to you and you're thinking, ooh, something's not right. I don't know what's going on. Don't ignore it, but rather cultivate it. Listen, lean in, see the signs. Ultimately, walk in wisdom. Allow yourself to grow and to mature into that place of wisdom that now you're not minimizing it, you're not ignoring it, you're growing to a better place of wisdom. Because the reality is this, that inward knowing is your internal system saying something's not right. And we need to cultivate that. We need to trust our inward knowing. Because if you don't begin to grow in trusting it, you're constantly looking to circumstances on the outside to confirm things for you. And in essence, it should come from the inside. It should come from that inner place of who you are. For me, it's that spiritual place of who I am, my soul, my inward man, led, guided, and directed by God. And so, again, I want to challenge you, when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you have to trust your instincts, because there are times when you may make decisions that others don't quite agree to. But if instinctually you're being led and guided because you are listening to the still small voice within you, you're leaning into that still small voice, that inward knowing, you're seeing the signs, you're not ignoring it, and you begin to cultivate and grow and develop, you're able to walk in wisdom that you begin to make better decisions. And the reason why I wanted to share this topic today was so that each and every one of us, we're in a position to make better decisions personally and professionally that enable us to win, that enable you to work your vision, to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. So that when things are not right, you don't just minimize it. You don't ignore it. When you sense something, you take that information that's your inward knowing and you glean from it so that you can get the insight that you need. That insight is the empowerment that supports you in moving to the next level. If you listen to the still small voice, that listening is key. If you lean into your inward knowing, lean in. If you see the signs, continue to cultivate. Now you're in that place of walking in wisdom. You're in that place of maturity. You know, it is amazing how quickly our time flies. I want to give us the opportunity. This is a time in our broadcast. We're going to come to the line. And I want you to know that this is the time when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a thought around what we've talked about today in trusting your instincts and the different areas in which we looked at. I gave you five key areas. Listen to the still small voice within you. Lean into your inward knowing. See the signs. Don't ignore it. Cultivate that instinct in you, the inward knowing, so you can grow and develop to the next level, ultimately allowing you to walk in wisdom in that place of maturity. So we come to you now at the lines. Maybe you have some additional thoughts. Maybe you have a question around what was shared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The lines are open, and we invite your engagement. We invite you to interact with us. It always lends to a greater richness, which we absolutely love. And as we prepare to wind down and close out today, I want to share with you, our global listening audience. Some of you may be listening in for the very first time today, and I thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want you to know that I am here to support you with the wonderful gift of empowerment that I have available. And through my Impact 100, I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I want you to know that I would love to be on your team through, again, the powerful gift of empowerment that I have through my Full Circle of Empowerment. Every Monday, we start out right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You can jumpstart your week empowered, inspired, get some tools that you can add to your toolbox to assist you in ultimately working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams so you can win. Work it now is our motto. One-on-one coaching is available for you. Group coaching, one-on-one coaching is very customized, specific to your individual journey. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching or the full circle of empowerment, simply text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and one-on-one, or text your name and full circle. If you want more information about our full circle of empowerment and or one-on-one coaching. In addition, group coaching is available for you. Group coaching through our winner's circle. It's personal and professional lifestyle growth plan that you can get coaching for the full year in a group setting, meeting several times a month, also being able to network with like-minded individuals and getting empowerment along the way on your journey. And along with our masterminds, private mastermind groups on very specific subjects. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know I am a certified Maxwell Leadership Team participant. And so that gives me the opportunity to teach on specific subjects around books that John Maxwell, my leadership partner, has outlined in a mastermind setting. And so we do that throughout the year. There's a wealth of and a fullness of information that's available for you through our full circle of empowerment to support you. Ultimately, this is the thing. Know that I am here to support you. Maybe you want to grow and develop in our topic that we discussed today. You're like, Coach Adams, can you assist me with leaning into my instincts so I can make better decisions? Absolutely. We can work on that with you as well. So I want you to know that I'm here ultimately for you. I trust that on today's installment, this subject of trust your instincts, that you really got some great richness and insight, because this is the thing. Where you are today, you don't have to stay there. You really don't. You have the power to change. And that power to change ultimately comes from you have to not lose focus on your goal. You got to know, where are you going on your journey? You know, the reality is this, that each and every one of us at some stages in our lives, we are in an unfinished place. I did a video on this last week, and I had several people say, wow, that was so insightful, Coach Adam, that we're in this unfinished place. And we grow through. And when we're in that unfinished place, you know, those stages of construction in our lives, you know, when I think about construction is never pretty. It's actually messy and it's ugly and it's noisy and it's all this stuff dirty and all this stuff going on. But think about a remodel as an example. When that remodeling is happening, it's inconvenient, it's messy, it's dirty, it's noisy, it's all this stuff going on. But, oh, when that remodel is finished. So I was just talking to an associate of mine. She had this remodel of her kitchen, and I remember when it was going on, she was so frustrated. She was like, so much going on. And then she was showing this beautiful, completed project that she was so excited about. And that's what happens to each and every one of us in our lives. We go through these various stages of remodel, construction, this unfinished places in our lives, and the work has to be done. But are you willing to do the work? You see, in order for you to come out on the other side of that situation, you have to be willing to do the work. And that requires focus. And so I want to challenge you, don't lose focus on your goals. I know it is The year is closing out with swiftness. I know it is. We're going to say goodbye to November, and we're going to greet December literally in just a couple of days. 2 days to be exact, and we're in the new month, the last and final month of the year. With that last and final month approaching, you have to ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do differently to get greater results in my life, to achieve my dreams, to work my vision, to ultimately move to the next level? Are you going to say, oh, I'll just wait until January? Well, I want to challenge you that now is the time. And if your why is not greater, guess what? Then you're going to constantly create and come up with excuses. And it's the excuses that will prevent you from achieving your goals. I'm evaluating this very thing in my own life. Trust me, I'm not just quote-unquote on my soapbox sharing information and say, you do it, you do it. I'm in process as well with you as a lifetime learner and doing what I need to do to continue to develop and grow. And I want the same for you. So having the right people on your team around you is so key. We learned that with this young lady and the tragedy that occurred while she was on vacation with, quote, unquote, friends. And that prompted our topic today, trusting your instincts, that if you don't have the right people around you, then the wrong people can take you to a devastating place. But the right people, ooh, they can help to cultivate you to that place of win. So I want you to know that don't wait until the year starts. Now is the perfect time for a winning partnership to support you in overcoming those issues of life that prevent you from achieving your dreams. Learn more about our full circle of empowerment that's available to assist you. And so as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I would like for you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a place where we can continue the dialogue. So maybe you didn't ask a question today, but in not asking a question, it doesn't mean that you can't still engage with us. And we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. To learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And don't forget, you are welcome to call or text to learn more about our full circle of empowerment that's available to support you, 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. And tune in next week. Set your timer for Motivational Mondays every week. Just start your week empowered with tools that support you for a win. We are here without question for you. As we close out today, I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.